USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Thousand Oaks, California, where authorities now say 13 people are dead at a country and western bar after a mass shooting hours ago. Among those 13, a Ventura County Sheriff's deputy and the gunman, who Mitchell Hunter, who was there in the bar, says came blasting into the bar last night, shooting and throwing smoke bombs.
I saw the smoke from the barrel of the gun, and then I saw the device on the ground, and it was leaking smoke, and it looked like it was smoking in.
Top Democrats warning the White House not to fire the special counsel in the Russia investigation after Attorney General Jeff Sessions was given his walking papers. Yesterday, Sessions was resigning his post, saying he had done so at the request of President Trump. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Voting patterns for key religious groups not changing much, according to the Pew Research Center report out this morning that shows 3 out of 4 white people who identified as evangelical or born-again Christians voted for Republican candidates in this week's midterm elections, and that's in line with past polls. Floridians who paid their debt to society will get the right to vote again, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Florida was one of 3 states that banned convicted felons from regaining their right to vote after serving their sentence. Voters have approved a measure that will let more than 1 million nonviolent felons regain those rights automatically. There had been a 7-year waiting period before they can even apply to get reinstated, the process sometimes taking 10 years or more. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Michael Jackson topping this year's Forbes highest paid dead celebrities list, and this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
For the first time in over a decade, less than a majority of Americans say crime is a very or extremely serious problem in America. A Gallup poll released yesterday said 49% believe it was a very or extremely serious problem, but that number is down 10% from where it was just a year ago. Half of the Americans surveyed say crime is a moderate or not at all a serious problem. It's the first time the top number dropped below 50% since 2004. Canada is apologizing to Jewish refugees who were rejected entry during the 1930s. In the House of Commons, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, gave a speech yesterday asking for forgiveness for his nation's refusal to grant asylum to fleeing Jewish refugees. He characterized the act as callous, and he says they contributed to sealing the cruel fates of far too many of those who were harmed in the Holocaust. In 1939, Canada did turn away the MS St. Louis, which was carrying over 900 Jewish people. And the Ford Motor Company reportedly getting into the scooter business. Axios says Ford has purchased the Spin Scooter Company for $40 million. Stand-up electric scooters have become a billion-dollar business over the past few years. And again, remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.